Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, grant us understanding of total perspective as it's related to the person of Thy Son, Jesus Christ. Help us to honestly care for persons who are outside of the family of God, but also who have other types of needs. Speak to our minds, O Holy Spirit, divine truth in this moment. In the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly pray. Amen. Would you turn to responsive reading 64, Christ our Lord. And I want to announce at this time that we will omit the closing hymn today in this worship experience. Therefore let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made that same Jesus, whom ye hath crucified, both Lord and Christ. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth.
And that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father.
If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance.
For ye serve the Lord Christ, who is the blessed and the Holy One of both day, the King of kings and the Lord of lords.
The Christian principle of total perspective. From the New English Bible, Colossians 1, breaking in at verse 16 through verse 20. In him everything in heaven and on earth was created, not only things visible, but also the invisible orders of thrones, sovereignties, authorities, and powers. The whole universe has been created through him and for him. And he exists before everything, and all things are held together in him. He is moreover the head of the body, the church. He is its origin, the first to return from the dead, to be in all things alone supreme. For in him the complete being of God, by God's own choice, came to dwell. Through him God chose to reconcile the whole universe to himself, making peace through the shedding of his blood upon the cross, to reconcile all things, whether on earth or in heaven, through him alone. Some of these introductory remarks are based on the interpreter's commentary. The first part of this passage opens with a reference to Christ as the revealer of God. Christ is the agent of creation. His role as the agent of creation is even more explicitly noted when it is said that all things were created in, through, and for him. Furthermore, the affirmation that Christ is before all things and that all things hold together in him clearly supports the point that his reign is universal. In these verses, then, Christ is also identified as the agent of redemption, or as the agent of the new creation. In verse 15, Christ is presented as preeminent in creation, and now he is declared to be preeminent in the new creation, the firstborn from the dead. Thus, this emphasis on the absolute sovereignty of Christ was most helpful in combating the teachings among the Colossians that other cosmic powers and authorities ought to be worshipped. The author here opposes the idea that cosmic rule is distributed among numerous powers. Christ alone is the world ruler. The fullness of divine power belongs exclusively to him. The same Lord who was active in creation is active now in renewing that creation and in restoring it to its order and harmony. Christ is thus the agent of peace and reconciliation. The cosmic Lord and Redeemer is identified with the crucified Jesus, and his death is viewed as both the moment of cosmic victory and the event through which the believer is given new life. Now, this morning, I want us to consider one primary insight from this passage and its direct application to our lives in Christian vocation. The Christian principle of total perspective is revealed thusly, first in the King James, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. In the New English Bible, he is to be in all things alone supreme. Another Greek meaning is holding the first place. In J.B. Phillips' translation, he is both the first principle and the upholding principle of the whole scheme of creation. And now he is the head of the body, which is composed of all Christian people. Life from nothing began through him, and life from the dead began through him, and he is therefore justly called the Lord of all. The Revised Standard Version, that in everything he might be preeminent. It is true that through Christ, God is at work today reconciling all of the disharmony in his creation. Now, some of the disharmony is caused by non-believers. However, we need to pause and reflect upon the fact this morning that at least a part of the disharmony is related to believers, to even persons as students or leaders in Christian vocation. Disharmony results from attitudes and actions of limited perspective. There is a vast difference between disharmony, limited perspective, compared with the Christian principle of total perspective. Consider several examples of disharmony, limited perspective, related sometimes to men and women in Christian vocations. I want to pinpoint them briefly. Number one, controlled or obsessed by the concept that I am always right, period. That is limited perspective. It is unbearable self-righteousness. Two, enslaved or obsessed by the second coming of Jesus Christ until the person plays the role of God and begins to set dates. The same concept is applicable to other doctrines. Number three, obsessed by enchantment with egotism, good looks, and some ability. Now, at times, all of us have been plagued by some type of limited perspective. And I want to mention some other examples of this disharmony, this limited perspective. Number four, an attitude of condemning persons who do not agree with our thinking on every facet of interpretation. How ridiculous. Number five, obsessed by making money or wanting more material things. Number six, enslaved by a misunderstanding in relationships, an unwillingness to forgive. Limited perspective, even in the higher echelons, if you please. Whether persons of age 20 or age 60, enslaved by this misunderstanding in relationships, which destroys the effectiveness of Christian vocation. Number seven, obsessed by selfish attitude, a sullen spirit. I don't really care. I'll do as I please. Number eight, enslaved and obsessed by the concept of maybe even being filled with the Holy Spirit until a person magnifies speaking in tongues or something else that is secondary more than witnessing for Christ. Number nine, obsessed by assuming the power to cast out demons until attention is more upon demons than upon Jesus Christ. And I have seen this evident in the life of a person in Christian vocation within the last 3 weeks. Number 10, possessing a hang-up on terminology until we cut off persons when they use certain words or we fail to listen to all that they are saying. That is lack of integrity. Number 11, enslaved by an arrogant mind. An arrogant mind, regardless of the amount of intelligence, portrays limited perspective. Let me share a personal illustration. Some months ago, I met a professor who had taught at the University of North Carolina at Greensboro for over 35 years. During all of these 35 years plus, he was agnostic in his thinking, and he revealed this in a vivid manner to his students and to others. He possessed a brilliant mind, but it was an arrogant mind. But because he was an outstanding professor in his field of endeavor, they named a building on that campus in his honor. He is now over 70 years of age. But it's significant to point out that about 3 years ago, this professor had a genuine encounter with Jesus Christ. He made a sincere commitment to Jesus, and he joined the First Baptist Church in Greensboro, North Carolina. Immediately he was aware that his arrogant mind had limited his influence for those 35 years plus that he was a professor. And so he began to share Christ in an excellent manner, not in a superficial, phony manner. Christ, I believe, is preeminent in his whole life now. He has witnessed for Christ in scores of churches to hundreds of people all over this state and other states in the past 36 months. And today he shares Christian truth in total perspective. No Christian, regardless of his education, ever gets beyond the level of a learner of the mind and spirit of Jesus Christ. Now, a person may become an outstanding professor, and we need more of these, but he is always subject to the mind of Christ if he is Christian. God will always use and honor any Christian to his fullest potential who possesses a responsible, disciplined mind. A person who is honestly seeking intellectual understanding of truth through concentrated study. God will always honor a man of keen intelligence, as he is dependent upon the mind and spirit of Christ first and foremost in his life. Now, these are some examples of disharmony, limited perspective, and you can think of many others. But I believe some of them are related to some of us at times in our experiences in life, and we need to overcome all of them. Now, in comparison, there is this Christian principle of total perspective. Remember, there must always be personal, individual commitment to Christ before he can ever have preeminence in our lives. But I believe firmly that a person will never understand or attain his potential in any Christian vocation until he allows Jesus Christ to become preeminent in his whole life. And this is a continuing experience as long as we live. This Christian principle of total perspective is more than mere moderation. And it is not related at all to any form of compromise, that in all things Christ might have the preeminence. This Christian principle of total perspective will solve or abrogate many trivial discussions or issues that are actually insignificant. This Christian principle of total perspective will remove them or destroy them from your thinking and from your lives. Is this Christian principle with joy evident in our lives? That in all things Christ might truly be preeminent. Will you stand for the benediction? Our Heavenly Father, individually we admit unto Thee that over the years we have stumbled because of some of these barriers of limited perspective. God, forgive us for this limited vision. And grant unto us a vision of our potential in the light of this Christian principle of total perspective. Daily may we reveal to others truly in need that Christ can be preeminent in their lives. In the name of Jesus, we humbly pray. Amen.